Hey there, this is Seth Juarez with another episode of Azure Friday here with my good friend. Tell us who you are and what you do, bud.
Hi, Seth. I'm Pranav. I'm a program manager on the Azure team, and so I've been looking after the Redis Cache product, and I'm going to be talking to you about some of the best practices, FAQs, things that we've seen sort of people fall off, and how we're sort of helping address all of these issues.
Fantastic. So what is Redis Cache? Why is it important? And then how can we start to look at it?
So Redis Cache is our distributed caching solution in Azure. So if you're building websites, traditionally you'll serve data from a persistent store like SQL, but serving data from SQL is slow because it's persistent. Whereas in cache, you store data in memory, and so it's much more faster. Plus with Redis, it's a very high throughput and low latency data store, which allows you to serve data under 10 milliseconds. And as you start scaling out your website, you need to scale out your cache because it's in memory and hence a distributed caching solution.
So I have heard that if you have a problem and you use distributed computing to solve it, then you have two problems. What's the challenge?
You always have n plus one problems.
Yeah, so what are some of the problems that people have been facing with this, and what are some solutions that we have for
so
that?
So the problems that people are facing is, how do you set up a cache? How do you manage a cache? How do you monitor a cache? And that's what sort of where our offering comes in with Azure is, it's a manager offering. So you don't have to set up Redis yourself. You don't have to set up replication and failover yourself. You don't have to worry about what happens when Azure patches and the nodes go down and up. So I think those are most of the problems that we've seen people face in the cloud. And that's where sort of we're helping address those problems. So you as a developer can worry about just using the cache and getting and storing data versus how do I make sure my server is healthy?
That's awesome. So can you show us what this looks like in Azure? Is that something you were going to show us, or what are you going to show us today?
I think I'm going to just start off with some of the common problems that we've seen.
Love
because
it.
That's what you were saying, how can we help? And we'll sort of go into some of the demos where we'll show you how to use cache as well.
Let's do it.
So, when you start using cache, I think these are some of the common use cases that we've seen. Obviously, you want to store cache based on certain data size. And what we observed, if you pick up a cache which stores 5 gig, and you start storing more than 5 gigs, then you start to see timeout exceptions. So how do you know that you're having these problems? Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you some of the improvements that we've done in our product. Throughput, how fast can you get the data? Redis is a very high server. So you can get up to 2.5 million ops per second. So
wow.
That's how. And we'll see how you can achieve maximum scale.
Sure.
High availability, as I said, we have set up a two-node cluster for you. So if one of the node goes down, we fail over to the slave, and then you can still connect to the cache and get the data. Mm-hmm. How do you improve data resiliency? The cache stores the data in memory. And if both nodes go down, then you could have potential data loss. So we have Redis data persistence, which sort of allows you to take care of that scenario. Maximum scale, you want to score 530 gigs, how do you get to a scale of 2.5 million ops per second and higher? Mm. How do you improve security? Today when you host Redis, it's accessible on the public internet, but let's say if you lock down network access, then you can deploy Redis inside a virtual network and further lock down who can have access to cache or not. Mm-hmm. We support SSL, so every the data transfer is encrypted, mm-hmm. if it happens over public internet as well. Client and cache have to be in the same region. I think that's a common a violation of the holy world that we have seen is because it's in memory. And the reason you want to put cache and the client together is because you can get the data faster.
Sure.
If you go cross-network, cross-region, then you're going to pay for the cross-region networking costs and you lose the benefit of having a cache. Long-running commands. Say if you run keys, the key is going to scan your entire data set. And if you're storing million keys, it's going to scan million keys.
Yeah.
And since Redis is sort of single-threaded, any other command that comes after keys, it's going to be waiting to be processed, and you start to see timeout exceptions. So, these are some of the things that we have seen. I just wanted to show you one feature that we've rolled out. It's called Redis Cache Advisor. So this is a cache. It stores about 250 megs. And, we've detected that on our side, that this cache might be having performance, the performance might be impacted, and there could be multiple reasons, right? So if you click this, we detect that this cache could have performance impact based on the following factors as we discussed, network bandwidth usage. So this is how fast can you serve data, or what is the network bandwidth available for your cache? So.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I said you can go 2.5 million ops per second, but there are different VM sizes that support different network bandwidth.
Right.
So if you're on a lower SKU, you won't be able to do 0.5 million. And if that's what you want, then you'll start to see timeout exceptions.
So, I see.
So either you should choose the right cache offering. Connected clients, like this cache only supports 256 clients. If you try to connect more than that, you'll start to see timeout exceptions.
I see.
Server load, like this, how healthy your Redis server is. Usually we recommend about 80% or you know, steady load. If it goes up to 90% of steady load, then we like, you should either reduce your load or choose a cache offering which has, you know, more capacity.
Right.
Memory, again, it's 250 megs, and you start to store more than 250 megs, then your keys will start getting evicted, and you'll start to see timeout exceptions. So you were capturing all of these, you know, common pitfalls that we've seen customers run into, and we're sort of advising you on, hey, you're running into these issues, and here's the implication of these,
right.
And here's a recommendation. You can sort of upgrade to a size which is more suitable to your workload, or you can sort of reduce your client size.
This is so helpful because, I mean, you brought that slide up and I was just like, holy cow, this is a lot of stuff I need to think about. How do I even know if I'm gonna be in those situations? And you're saying that will just tell you.
That'll just tell you, right. And you know, the beauty of it is you don't have to turn on diagnostics because a lot of customers forget to turn on diagnostics. Mm-hmm. And if you don't turn it on, then you won't see these charts telling you that you are, you know, this way you are. So. Uh-huh. That's what we've rolled out last month, and we've seen like customers, I think the biggest takeaway was it's enlightenment. Like customers, like, you know that you have these problems, then you can sort of, you know, take the second step and figure out how to fix it.
Well, my favorite is we tell them, here, fix it with this magic button, right?
Yeah.
You should put a picture of a unicorn in it. That's pretty amazing. Is it gonna actually add all those things that it's saying? And is it, when it's tailored, for example, let's just say you only have a server load problem, is it only going to upgrade the server load thing, or what is it that it's doing?
No, it's effectively all these are hitting the limits of the machine, mm-hmm. like, you know, memory.
Got it.
Only 250 megs, yeah. And it's up to you. Like, you, all this is the guidance for you to pick the right offering based on your workload.
I see.
So, you know, this is just giving you more information to make the right educated guess.
Well, this has been awesome, Pranav. Thanks
yes.
so much. We have been learning about Azure Redis Cache and how we can actually help you know if you're running into limits. This is Seth Juarez. Thanks for watching. This has been another episode of Azure Friday. Take care.